This Terrible Beauty by Katrin Schumann, performed by Kathleen Getty and Robert Fuss. Let us plow and build our nation, learn and work as never yet, that a free new generation, faith in its own strength, beget. German youth, for whom the striving of our people is at one, you are Germany's reviving, and over our Germany there is shining sun. There is shining sun. East German National Anthem, Johannes R. Becher, 1949. All changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Easter, 1916. William Butler Yeats. Part 1. 1. Rügen, Germany. Spring, 1943. Bettina rests her bicycle against a wall and unhooks the basket from the rear. A throng crowding the square emits a buzz like cicadas, the sound swelling and shrinking with the direction of the wind. It must be years since so many people congregated here, perhaps since before the war began. She wishes she'd brought along her father's camera, but she was running late and forgot it on the sideboard. A haphazard regiment of soldiers sits on wooden chairs on a podium while a full band plays, but the music is barely discernible above the noisy chatter. Five or six officers wearing dark uniforms stand on the platform, hands on hips. Red banners hang from the cobblers and the tailors. Deutschland über alles. People line the edges of the square, holding long poles with flags at the top, embroidered with white swastikas and lined with heavy black fringe. Yesterday, someone slipped a leaflet under the door of her family shop, proclaiming, "Die tausendjährige Eiche kommt nach Sargen." The thousand-year oak is coming to Sargen. In all the town squares throughout the Reich, oak trees are being planted as symbols of the Führer's vision for Germany. Belatedly, Bettina's island village is to get its first one that afternoon. Her father is at home in bed, unable to move about, coughing alarmingly dark streaks of blood into his handkerchief. "Are you sure, my love?" he asked when she told him she was attending the ceremony. The whites of his eyes were the color of old egg yolk, and his lips had lost their fullness. "I don't believe what the radio is telling us. Things seem dire, no?" What he wasn't saying was that he worries constantly about how she will fare once he is gone, a young woman alone in the world, a country gone to ruin. She took his hand in hers.
"Oh, Papa, I'm 17. I'll be fine, really."
Searching his daughter's face, he smiled. You always did have a strong will. Too late to change that now. But be careful, you hear? Anyway, who knows? Maybe I'll live to see the end of this goddamn war after all.